Good morning, it's Rural Focus, and right now we're catching up with the Premier, Mark McGowan. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Tom.
So, Mark, we're going to be having a chat today on behalf of the Deep Herd Local Content Advisor Network series, and they managed to get you on board to drop in and have a chat with us about the Jobs Act, and it being just over a year in, we want to find out from your perspective how it's tracking.
Well, the Jobs Act is all about ensuring that we maximise the local jobs and local content out of government projects across the state, both in the city and the region. So we passed this last year, and it's designed to produce as much local content, local manufacturing, local jobs as possible. So we estimate over the last year, 12,800 jobs across the state have been generated, including nearly 4,000 in regional WA. Now, what you found before the Jobs Act came in, there was not necessarily a focus on local content. So a lot of the manufacturing, the employees and the like may well have come from interstate or overseas. Now you find there is a real focus on local content and ensuring local businesses and local contractors get the lion's share of the work.
Yes, and it is also really good for apprenticeships, traineeships and all of those other sorts of opportunities for young people as well.
Well, we estimate around 660 apprenticeships and traineeships across Western Australia have been generated from this, and that includes around 262 in the region. So that means that regional WA is disproportionately benefiting, and that is higher than even we expected. And so we are very keen to make sure we get as much local content as possible.
And that's part of this series has been, we've been catching up with quite a lot of people talking about how to go about the process, how to go through it, and all the people who are willing to help you get through the process in applying for government contracts when they become available. So where would you like to see this going forward? What's the sort of short to long-term plan?
Well, the long-term plan is we maximise as much local content. That means local contractors feel like they can bid and have a strong prospect of work. And if you commit to local suppliers, local contractors, that's written into the contract you sign with the government or a government agency. So it's all about making sure that all the processes of government and also of suppliers and contractors are geared towards local content. I think West Australians would expect their government would do this, but historically the government wasn't. Now we see the government is. So that means if you sign up for West Australian government contract, either from a government trading enterprise or the government itself, you are expected to put into the contract what local services and subcontractors you would use and what local apprenticeships you will generate. And if you are successful, then they will be written, that commitment will be written into the contract that you enter into. So in overall terms, it just means more local jobs for regional communities, and that's a good thing.
Well, thank you very much for your time here this morning with us, Mark. And do you have any closing comments you'd like to share with the listeners?
If you're a business out there in regional WA, make sure you're bidding. And you have never got a better chance than now of being successful. And local subcontractors and apprentice applicants never a better chance than now of getting work out of this. And can I also wish everyone a happy Christmas? We're approaching that time now. To everyone across the state, happy Christmas and New Year.
Premier Mark McGowan, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tom.